This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled Tuesday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. The president made the trip over the objections of the state governor, Tony Evers, who said it would only delay the healing his state's people need to undertake. The president toured parts of Kenosha that were damaged during the civil unrest that followed Blake's shooting. Trump toured the charred remains of a block besieged by violence and fire. The president used the occasion to criticize the Democrats in charge of Kenosha and in the state of Wisconsin. Trump has pressed those officials to accept federal law enforcement help, but said Tuesday those leaders, in his words, just don't want us to come in. Governor Evers has ordered National Guard troops into Kenosha and accepted additional federal law enforcement assistance to quell the street violence triggered by Blake's shooting. Blake, who survived, is partially paralyzed, according to his family. A new Pentagon report predicts that China will at least double the size of its nuclear warhead stockpile over the next decade as it pursues its own nuclear triad to conduct nuclear strikes by land, sea, and air. The Defense Department released to Congress Tuesday its annual report on China's military power. The report said the number of Chinese nuclear warheads is currently estimated to be slightly more than 200 and includes those that can be fitted to ballistic missiles capable of reaching the United States. The report said China's modernization and expansion of its nuclear force is part of a broader effort aimed at matching and, in some cases, surpassing the United States military as the dominant power in the Indo-Pacific region. This is VOA News.